the M6 on the way up to Penrith. On one of those beautiful clear summer days, the first after the rain has gone for good, you can see for miles. You can see the Howgill Fells just above Sedba there by the motorway, looking so precisely modelled, carefully contoured, like there was a lot of thought that went and gone into those rolling hills. Well, cars were like ants from up there on the top of the hills, and the world seems like a game from up there. And down by the railway is the West Coast Main Line, seated passengers and layboys with their windows rolled all the way down, peering over the fields at the foot of the hills and the Cumbrian dry stone walls. Well, they can build as many walls, as many roads, as many tracks, as many pavements. Well, there's still a jungle out there. House before Rockcliffe Marsh and out to the Solway Firth. The last of Boathouse is the last house there, out on its own, out on a limb. And I really wonder who lives there. I mean, what do they get up to there? You know, strange place to live. Well, anyway, on we go. We're heading over the border towards Moffat, the Devil's Beef Tub gouged out of the hills there. This is Reavers country. Reavers shut loose the border. We're far from the madding crowd. There's so few signs of human habitation. May the hills lend an ancient aspect to your days. May the road rise to me.